Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is very needed. Are you a registered voter in Georgia?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much for answering. Your opinion really, really matters. Now, our next question would be, do you think of yourself as a male, or a female, or another gender?
So, I'm a man, like myself.
Okay, a male. Thank you. And if you don't mind asking, what is your year of your the year you were born?
1971.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino origin, or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Did you say you were black?
Yes. This
okay.
Color. Can
okay.
I ask for each one? What is this for?
This is it's mostly about politics and the upcoming elections. And it only takes about 5 minutes. It's pretty short. Would you mind giving us a hand? We really, really need people's opinions.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. What is the next question? What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I do accounting.
Okay, so you got a bachelor's degree?
Certificate. I did it back in Africa before I come here.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it has a lot of power, and a 0 means that it doesn't have power, and a 5 means it has some power. And you can use any number in between.
I can say 5.
A 5, okay, thank you. Next question. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I can say between.
Would you say somewhat satisfied?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you particularly don't feel, you feel neutral would be a 5, right? So the first person would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Man, I really don't know about him a lot.
Okay, you have that option too. That you don't know or you never heard. Oh my God.
No, it's not. I don't know. I hate about him, but I don't know a lot about him.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Give me a second, sir. Give me a second because my computer got unplugged. Okay, here we go. All right, thank you so much. Next person is Donald Trump.
I said 5.
A 5? Okay, thank you. Next person, J.D. Vance.
I said between. I can say 5.
Okay, thank you. Next person, the Republican Party. I mean, next. Organization, that would be an organization.
The Republican Party?
Yeah, the Republican Party.
5.
A 5?
Okay.
5. Next person, Joe Biden?
I say, yeah, 5.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Between 5, I cannot give him, you know. I really don't know yet. I don't yet read my mind yet between all that. Yet.
also a five?
Yes.
Okay. And we have Senator Raphael Warnock.
I can be seven.
Seven, okay. And the last person here, I mean the last entity, the Democratic Party.
I say six.
A six. Okay, thank you so much. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Right now, I don't know 100% because something changed from the Democrats.
Yeah, and now they have now they have Kamala Harris.
Yes, and I really that happened only like in the last minute, and really to be honest, I don't make my mind yet. And for Donald Trump, one thing I can say is doing good on one thing, but some things I feel bad on some things where he's talking about religion, thinking like Muslim people the terrorists, but I don't like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Let's move on.
That can make me do not vote for Trump. Hello? Because I don't care. A good person can come from anywhere.
Okay.
A bad person can come in from anywhere. Any religion. It's not about religion. It's about this. If you don't talk about it, I can see him too. I can vote for him. But if something like that, I'm not going to vote for him.
Okay.
Yes. And for Pamela, I'm trying to learn some things about him before I can take a decision.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For House Representative, for the Democratic candidate, or for the Republican candidate?
It's gonna depend who I'm gonna vote for the president.
Okay. So you're still undecided.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Next question. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Okay. So I have two statements here, and I'm gonna read both, and then you can tell me which one is closer to your opinion. And the first statement says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And the second statement B, my personal decisions are what impacts my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which one do you... The first one? Okay, thank you. Next question. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if... we have three statements. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. The second statement is, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the third statement says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Which of the three?
I'm sorry?
Number three?
Okay, thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? And the first thing would be the future of the planet. Do you feel negative about that or positive?
Positive.
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Yeah, the planet.
Yeah, positive.
Okay. Next, your own future.
Positive.
Positive. And the third one is the future of the country.
I can say positive because we always can change it anytime we can.
Okay, thank you, sir. I thank you very much for giving me your time and helping me out with this. From next question, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or is it about the same?
I think it was easier.
It's been easier. Okay. Would you say much easier or somewhat easier?
No, not much, much easier, but it was easier.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. Okay, so here, I know you're going to vote, but they wanted you to pick two reasons why you wouldn't vote. Okay. And I'm going to read I'm going to go down the list and then you can tell me. Okay. The first says because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. The second statement says it is too difficult for me to vote. The third statement says I don't have time to vote. The fourth statement says I don't know enough about the candidates. The next one says, I don't like any of the candidates. Or the next one says, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. And the last one says, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Or you also have the option to say none of the above, but you don't agree with all those statements.
No, it's like, if I don't vote, it's because I don't like any of the candidates.
Oh, okay. So because you wouldn't like any of the candidates. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select one of these, or you can also just say that none of the above. But if you these are the selections. And the Democrats, the Republicans, racist politicians.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. The question is, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? And your options are the Democrats, the Republicans, racist politicians, or none of the above?
Not about anything.
Okay, thank you.
Last one.
Okay, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each is a threat that could happen in this country. From a 0 to 10, that means that 10 means that you believe that the threat is near a certainty to happen. A 5 means that you're not sure. And 0 means that you believe that the threat is not going to happen. Okay. Let me read them first. The first threat would be sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. Do you think that's a threat or you don't think that's a threat?
No.
No. So that would be a 0. Well, if you don't believe it's a threat, then that would be a 0.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I don't believe on that, yes.
Okay, what about this one? Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Hard to say, man.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, 0. I don't know.
A 0, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Next one, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. Do you consider that a threat or no?
Yes.
Okay, so it will be from number 6 to 10, where 10 means that it's a threat you think is going to happen, and a 6 would be that it's a threat.
A 6.
Asphyx. Okay, thank you. Next one, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Jailing?
Yeah, putting people in jail. Do you think that's a threat, a real threat, or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Next
one, what you do.
Okay. Next one, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Yes.
You think that's a threat?
I think so.
So from a 6 to a 10, what would you give it?
6. I'm not sure 100%, but 6 yet.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
No.
You don't think that's a threat? Okay, thank you.
No.
What about having armed vigilantes or guards polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote?
Yes.
Okay, so between a 6 and a 10, what would you give it?
8.
8, okay, thank you. And the next one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
For me, yes.
Okay, between a 6 and a 10?
Maybe 8.
8, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And the last one on here says, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Yes.
Okay.
And 8.
And 8, okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Moving on, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? And your options are a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem.
Oh, that's a big problem. If you like, you know, that's it's a big problem.
Okay, thank you. Next question: have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Would that be you personally or someone you know?
Yes, me. Yeah.
Okay.
Me.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Here is a list of statements about values that some people might have on a scale from 0 to 10. Please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where a 10 means you strongly agree with that statement, a 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and a 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. The first statement says, we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
Yeah, 10.
A 10? Okay, thank you. What about this one? Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
Power to make a decision about our family? No. 0.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country.
Oh. I didn't get that yet.
Okay,
that's
so that'll be
a feedback.
Sure. Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country.
Mm.
If you don't neither agree or disagree, that would be a 5.
Yes, put it 5.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And the last one on here, whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
Yes.
So, okay, so you strongly agree on that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're almost done. Okay, sir. Thank you for staying with me on the line. Here is a list.
You can go faster than I can. I need to go.
Okay. Well, it's just one more minute. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about most? Okay. So I'm going to go down the list and you can pick one. Okay. Signing petitions. Voting in state and local elections, such as governor and mayor, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, volunteering for a local organization in my community, voting in federal elections, such as president and U.S. Congress, engaging in direct action like attending signings or occupying buildings, talking to friends and family about politics, marching in a protest, donating to political campaigns or organizations, or boycotting a company, or none of the above?
Voting in the president thing.
Okay. Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has? Do you remember which number you gave me? I think you said a five, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a five. Okay. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Or you're still on the
No, I'm not sure yet. That's
okay,
sure.
You're not sure
I'm
yet.
Not sure.
Okay, thank you, sir. If in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
No, I'm nothing on that because I'm just trying to see who can help, who give me a good program.
Okay.
Whose candidate giving me the good program?
Okay, thank you. Thinking about how your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a liberal, a somewhat liberal, a moderate, a somewhat conservative, or a very conservative person?
Not on that.
Okay, thank you.
Not on that end, yeah.
Okay, and are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
No, okay. And do you currently own your home, you rent your home, or you live with family members?
Own it.
You own your home?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
No, in another country.
Okay, thank you. And were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote then?
I vote for Democrat.
So you voted for Joe Biden?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Do you work full-time, part-time, or are
full-time.
You unemployed? Full-time. Okay, thank you, sir. And last year, that was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? They want to know if the household made less than $25,000 in 2023 or between $25,000 and $34,000. And then it goes from 10, you know, between 35 and 45, between 45 and 55, between 55 and 65.
Around 65, yeah, 70.
Okay, thank you. That concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night.